work to divide us in pieces.
Okay, before we start Q&A, I'm going to send a personal message to everyone. Alice is at home waiting for me there. If you're going to drop out of this election, please do so before Q&A. If you don't have a question, that is great. If you do, ask it. If you want to run, run, but, you know, save us time where we can. Okay. Ted has requested if you can write it down so that you can remember it and repeat it fast. We're going to go this way again. Is that, or we should go the other way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's see. That's Joseph. You get to start. 30 seconds.
Can I pass on working on election materials?
We're not going to come back.
Okay.
Cliff?
So the same thing I said before. We don't have time to do this. We got to move really fast and really serious. And so far, I see from what I'm doing, you're just pissing it away. You're not really serious.
Jerry, you get to respond first.
What's the question?
He had 30 seconds to speak. That's what he said.
Okay, well, I do agree it is important. In terms of the loan versus the bankruptcy, it's really good that we got $2 million, as I understand it, a short-term loan. I think that in and of itself is good. It sort of like reminds me of my office one time when things were bad. I had $30,000 in the credit card and at 12% or whatever, and then I got a chance to get a 0% credit card for 18 months at $30,000. That sure helped. On the other hand, if all I've done is just done nothing, and in 18 months, I would have been in worse shape than ever. That's a direct analogy to what will happen at the Pacifica if we basically just take that money, give ourselves three years, and we don't do anything. So Cliff is absolutely right. This is the time. Otherwise, we're just going to keep going down or kicking a can down the road.
Sorry, I put 30 minutes on that time. I'll fix it. Dwayne.
I believe I'm the only one on this board that has been up 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night raising money with Cliff. I believe that the commitments are very obvious. If you have the ability to work across the aisle, then we'll be able to go up and maybe resolve some of the issues. But I don't purport to be a miracle worker. The only commitment I make is that I have an open mind, I have skills, and I have a commitment. And that's all I can offer.
Bill.
I think Cliff handed some really good points. It shouldn't take an hour or more at every PNB meeting to get through agenda approval. We shouldn't have to argue for 10 or 15 minutes about minutes and then move to postpone it and go through the same thing again at the next meeting. You should hear some of the executive sessions. They're worse than the open sessions. We've been having 3 to 5 hour meetings, at least 3 to 5 hour meetings every week for I don't know how long. We've had 2 meetings a week, some meetings in the last month, and yet we still don't get through the agenda. Something's seriously wrong. We have to change the way we operate.
Sometimes I just get completely dumbfounded that we go through all of these problems with our meetings and getting things done. And right now is probably, as Bill said, the most important time for us all to work together, get the money. I'm very nervous about this loan that somebody's going to give us. What are the requirements for us paying it back? How long do we really have? Are we going to be able to make it if we don't all get in there and work really hard?
Adriana?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is absolutely right. What you said is right. I mean, we just fight and fight and fight, but we need to remember first that it's, you know, I don't know if anybody remembers when Ronald Reagan said, I'm sorry, I'm old enough, in one of the elections when he was asked, well, the problem is a racial problem. And he said, when I was young, never happened. Yes, sure, because he was white. The same thing happened in our board. The same thing. If you are in the minority, you will be shut up. You will not know anything, and then they complain because you don't to answer to get the question.
PK, it's your turn.
I think a lot of people complain about the fact that we
don't seem to be able to get along while not taking any of the responsibility themselves for why we cannot get along. There are elephants in the room, not an elephant, but elephants. And when there are elephants in the room, the question to be asked is who's going to clean up the mess? Because a bunch of elephants in the room make a big mess. Commitment to working together across the aisle, even in difficult times, is your role.
Thank you. Those are all the answers to this question.
Pass.
Alexandra, thank you. Rhonda.
I'd like to ask this question of the veteran members. So if you are currently serving on the
You just asked one question.
Okay. The question is this. The question is, how did you vote? If you were on the board, if you were on the national board, how did you vote with regards to the audit for 2015, 2016, and 2017? The two members that I'm aware of both served in those 3 years. One voted every time for the audit, and one voted against, and chose to exclude the BAI from having representation.
Well, I don't know, take a politician's liberty. I believe that bottom line for us is that when we have information before us, we are charged with making the best possible decision based on the information that is available. How I would have voted in that situation, I make no promises. Don't know the facts.
Thank you. Bill?
I was only on the board last year, for the last several years they were talking about. I did vote for that, approving the audits. The thing I think kind of is appalling is the people that voted against it really weren't even, I don't think they were primarily cared about the audit. They didn't like the management letter, which didn't even need to be approved anyway. They should have just moved to divide the question to make it separate. If you didn't want like one, you know, separate that out. But I think it's ridiculous to not approve the audit. We were facing loss of our tax exemption. The auditors are independent. They did a good job. There's no reason not to approve that. It was ridiculous.
Elaine.
Well, I wasn't on the board, so I didn't vote for it. I only got to work on 2 years to get approved, and as far as I know, they got approved. But I can't imagine when your lifeline is on the line and you vote no when it's been done by a professional that you hired.
Thank you.
Adriana?
Yes. The question is exactly the answer you have there. What Larcha said, you cannot, if you are misinformed, if you are not allowed to have the facts, how do you vote? You just trust blindly people. I'm sorry, but it's not your turn. You cannot follow blindly whatever they tell you. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, that is Trump idea, but it's not Pacifica. And the reality is, the same people, you cannot vote for pork. That's what I mean. In a bunch of motions, we have
that's
pork
fine.
Inside. PK. That is the problem.
PK?
I didn't serve the other years, but I did serve on the audit committee, and I can tell you that there was some unfairness in that sometimes the vote, especially when you don't have the numbers for it, is a protest vote against, when you look at the minutes later, against what is inequitable or unfair or illegal. I had some serious problems with the audit, but I was always there, and I was always careful to look at the whole of it. I looked at almost 30 auditors.
Jerry?
I wasn't on the committee, but one of the meetings that I did hear was of the audit committee 2 weeks before the deadline to I think it was the 2014 audit needed to be done, and there was one firm that wanted to do it, and they were agreed to do it. One firm had said no, and unfortunately, I hate to be so personal, but Adriana and PK both voted to postpone it. You know, like if I'm driving down the road and
that's time. Nick, it's your turn to come into order, everyone. There are many people out of order. Nick is going to ask a question. Thank you for your support, Jim. Nick.
Can I begin?
Yes. May I have my time back? Yes, I'll start again. It's Nick's turn.
We're a progressive organization. And I believe that I heard somebody suggest, and if I get this wrong, I would love clarification, but I believe that I heard someone suggest that we should take away health care benefits from some of our employees, engage in union busting, and otherwise really just punish our employees for the mistakes of the organization. So I would love to hear from everybody how they feel about that, how they feel about unions, and how they feel we should be treating our employees.
Thank you. Bill.
I personally don't believe in union busting. I think we do need to be fair to our employees. They're mostly grossly underpaid, but our benefits are much better than just about any other employer, profit or nonprofit. Just this year, I suggested all the GMs to talk to their employees and their unions and see what they could work out. KPFA, for example, is increasing their co-pays by just a small amount, and it's made a big difference in the overall expenses. And KPFA, I think, is going to be doing this next year. There's room to do more. I think we do have to reduce our spending some, but I certainly want to keep their health care benefits.
Well, I have to say I have absolutely no problems with union. I was a union baby, and my dad was a 43-year electrician in California. And there's lots of good in it, and there's lots of good in what we're trying to do. And you can't pick something like the union. If it's there, we need to work with it. We need to talk to them. We need to bargain with them in order to make it fair for everybody and equitable.
Adriana?
Say something, I'm sorry, but I need to answer. I never was part of the audit committee because those people, the majority, doesn't allow any minority director be in any committee. I never could do that. But I always go against the poor and the illegalities. And we cannot have a CFO that is the one that should be controlled by the audit being the one that elect the audit company. That is the reality.
That's time. PK?
I wasn't on the audit committee in 2014, and in 2017, what I was voting for was whether or not we would be able to ask questions of the auditors before us. And I feel like I'm defending myself rather than anyone asking me, why did you vote the way you did, if that was the case? But I wasn't on the board, just for everybody's sake, in 2014.
Thank you. Jerry.
Yeah, with regard to unions, I myself have always been extremely pro-union. The last job I virtually had in Milwaukee before I went down here at a children's home, we were given a choice, vote for the union or have the place shut down. I voted for the union and I lost my job. In law school, I wanted to be a labor lawyer, and I worked at a labor law firm as a law clerk. There was no jobs around anywhere in the state of Texas. That was something I like to do. I'm a socialist and lifelong. Believe unions are very important. However, any union contract will allow you to lay off people if the whole thing is going to shut down to save some jobs. And
okay,
I think that's
time. Dwayne?
I need to stand for this. I'm a union card-carrying member for over 20 years. AFL-CIO, American Postal Workers Union. I'm no union buster, but I'm a realist. And I'll look at any union official in the face and say, at the expense of damaging and destroying this foundation, you need to come to the table and renegotiate. And I will stand on that because my daddy, I'm not on my daddy, I'm my uncle's. I am a union person. I represented workers. I fought on behalf of workers. I almost lost my job representing bad workers. I love unions, but not at the expense of this corporation.
Wally, you're up next for the question. Thank you. Alice, thanks you. Jim.
Okay, real quickly, we've mortgaged the California property to cover the WBAI transmitter, but we also have ERISA violations, which can be up to $500,000 for unfunded pensions, no matter who got us in that situation. Amy Goodman standing in the wings. What is your plan to deal with the next elephant that we have to deal with?
Good timing. We're on Elaine.
That's a very good answer. I think my first thing I want to find out is the pension plans are supposed to be paid by each one of the stations. If you've got money and you're making money, and we're going to lose all of our accreditation and everything as the corporation, you better start sending us. We need to work with them to get them to get their money to us. This, I don't have to pay for the transmitter, and I don't have to pay for that. It's not the way to do business.
Adriana.
Well, the reality is that obviously you will know more than we know, because the reality is what you have there is what is being fed to us, but we never see one piece of paper. We are not allowed to know exactly what is happening. That is the reality. And you talk about issues that I believe that are not exactly the way that they are. But like I said, welcome, ask the question. Ask the question to the majority and let them know what is going on, what is really going on, where the papers are, where is the money. Follow the money and you see the board.
It's your turn.
Again, one of the things that I think that I bring to the table is that I am a marketing person and have worked for nonprofits for the majority of my adult life, including being a paralegal and a huge corporate firm, law firm that did everything from bankruptcy to working with nonprofits. So I understand that. But we need to rebrand Pacifica. Who is Pacifica? And what does Pacifica and what can Pacifica mean to its audiences? That's where I would place my work.
Chair.
Yes. Basically, we obviously have to do cut overhead and increase revenues. I'm with Dwayne on unions. Do not sacrifice the whole or an organization because you don't want to lay off some of the union members. It's not even fair to the rest of them who would not be laid off if you didn't take care of business. 80% of the revenue for Pacific comes in from members. We need more members. The way to get more members is to reduce the overhead and then use some money for sensible marketing like any other business would do. Billboards, public service announcements on NPR, whatever. More members, more money.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on this union thing again. The one shop that we don't have out of five that don't have unions have been able to keep their budgets low, low, low because of the contracts. The only way to get from under the contracts is two ways. Negotiate with the unions, which seems to be impossible, or the other nasty alternative I won't even mention. But in the end, what we need to do, we need to send somebody, send some people up to the PNB who know how to raise money, know how to reach out with folk who got money, because all this other stuff we're talking about is not going to get solved unless we have people at the PNB who can go nationally and get some money in the coffers. That's the bottom line.
Bill, you're up.
Okay, thank you. As I mentioned earlier, one of the biggest problems we have with raising revenue is, for major donors, for example, is that we're scaring them off. All the board dysfunction, the infighting, the long meetings, you know, all the stations, and the PNB even more so. And we have to fix that. We have to, and that's one of the things I want to do, is somehow fix the way our governance works so we don't have these long, non-productive meetings that we just fight with each other. But we also need to focus on some of the specific problems areas. And at every station, there's people, there's board members who defend whatever it is that's going on that's keeping their stations from being successful financially. We have to change that.
Bob, do you have a question?
No, I'll pass.
Thank you. Ted.
Sorry, Alice. Robert's Rules of Order is contained in the bylaws. I would like you to speak about how you feel about following the bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order, and if you've been on the National Board, whether you have followed them or played fast and loose with them.
We're starting with Adriana.
Well, obviously, I am for legality. But one of the problems that we are having is that we permanently talk about the dysfunctional, and I hear that thing permanently here. But I want to remember everybody that the PNB is the only decider. The PNB made decisions, and then you have Bill going to all the stations, he and the CFO, talking absolutely something totally opposite to to what the board told him to do. You know, that is one of the problems. When people believe that they are Pacifica.
PK.
I thought I kind of, okay, maybe I didn't. Bottom line is that I believe in standards and rules and following them. I also feel that there should be compassion and grace when we're dealing with one another, and that sometimes the rules not need to be suspended, but that we need to also think about the person in front of us having to say something. And again, fair and equitable will usually solve that. If people think they're being heard, they tend to act better.
Jerry.
Sure, let's follow Robert's rules and let's follow them consistently. But again, we do have to use common sense and compassion for people. In the Army, or where you can't strike or something, or work situation where you can't strike, a tactic is to follow, work only to the rules, and you can bring an organization to its knees by strictly, absolutely arguing over tiny little rules and following them to the T. It's a well-known tactic, not only to strike, but in a union situation where you're prohibited from striking.
Doing.
No comment.
Bill?
So I agree with Jerry. You know, I like Robert's rules. Its purpose is to facilitate meetings and to make sure things are fair. But we have people on the national board, I'll tell you, Adrian is one of the worst, I'll just be frank, who disrupts meetings and then plays the victim role when anything is done to keep her from interrupting other people, speaking out of turn, talking on top of each other, bringing up repeated points of order over and over and over again, and that's why it takes an hour to get through the agenda, get the agenda approved and things like that. And Jerry's absolutely right. We're grinding to a halt because people are taking advantage of the rules and misusing them.
Elaine?
Well, I agree. I like the rules, and they're necessary in some times. But once again, you can't follow them to the letter. You've got to look at the situations, take people into consideration, and what you're trying to do. You can run, as you see with Casey, a very strict shop, and everybody goes along, and I haven't heard Robert's rules, the bylaws, we have to do this or that once tonight, and that's how you
time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm passing. Rita.
Because I want you to get home with Dallas, I'm passing as well.
I'm sorry to peer pressure people. Rick.
I'm ready.
Deb?
Yes.
Anissa?
Is anyone aware of what we need to do to get back the CPB? I mean, I heard back in 2014, I think there were three stipulations. It was two or three stipulations. Have we met those, and what can we do to get the CPB back?
Okay, we're starting with you.
Working with anti-racism and diversity training for more than 30 years, I think that is the part that's missing. Again, if people feel like they're being heard, then they tend to be more involved. And I think that it's really, really important that we make a priority the diversity of the communities that represent each of our cities. And I created a banner for each of the stations at one time that I sent to the LSB to do that.
Jerry?
I think the question was what we need to get the CPB back. My understanding is, we have a February deadline, another February deadline by the California Board of Nonprofits, or whatever exactly it's called, and we have to meet that by February. So I would encourage, for instance, our new member, perhaps temporary member, hopefully, just with Dwayne here, to hop on it along with the existing members, because February 15th or whatever it is right around the corner. So that's the first step.
Bill?
The main reason we haven't got CPB.
Oh, funded. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Dwayne.
Sorry.
It's getting late, my brain. Okay. Sorry.
I cannot speak to any specificity about what specifics we need to do. I will know that, getting up to speed within 60 days. However, I do make this commitment. I believe it's necessary that we consider putting a permanent PD in position, a permanent ED in position, so that we can hold accountability to those five stations while we're in the CPB problem in the first place. And unless we hire someone and give them tenure so that these managers will not know they're going to outlast them and not do stuff. So I got a plan. Send me up and we'll get some things changed.
Bill?
The main reason why we don't have CPP funding is not having the audits done and on time. And that was the deadline Jerry's talking about. The main reason we don't have the audits is because the national office has been understaffed for years. We don't have enough accounting people, and that is because they're not enough money, because some of the stations aren't making social service payments. KPFT has been making all of theirs now since August. We were about a year behind before that. WBI is way behind. WPFW is somewhat behind. And that's why, frankly, we don't have the audits, and that's why we have the CPP funding, and that's why we may lose our tax exemption.
Elaine?
I think I also understand that besides the audits, and we'll be working on the last one this next week, and but we're also supposed to have our
budget
passed, which is on the agenda for this week to get passed. We're going to have our budgets in place and be able to present those when you fill out the paperwork.
Well, the main reason is true, because we, was said before, Robert would know, but we are breaking in this foundation, and that's why we are in the target from the California Attorney General, is because we break our bylaws. Not Robert rule of orders, our bylaws. And instead of being at the CFO, working, talking politics, you know, and trying to swing the board, do what they are supposed to be. Do the accounting. That needs to be done. And second, we are tied in the hands of our lawyers that are trying to bring good success for the board.
Susie, do you have a question?
So what I hear is that the problem is mainly the foundation. What do you see as a way of bringing all the stations together so that they can collaborate and so things can get done in a positive manner?
Jerry, you're first.
Well, I think that one idea, like I think someone has said, we're either going to have to get more centralized or more decentralized. Right now, it's somebody's used the analogy that we've got like five little, you know, sort of like hippie Whole Foods stores, you know, that are can make it on their own or fail or thrive, and then they're connected by this weird sort of decentralized corporation that's out in. We need to move either closer together or further together. I like the idea of keeping Pacifica Central Services and the stations being a little more separate so they can't blame each other.
I'm actually going to take these next few moments to do my closing since I can't do it in one. You're going to have a PD that's got the power. You're going to have a PNB that empowers the AD that can tell the station managers, you're either going to do it this way or you're going to get out of here. We've had lack of control, lack of central, lack of general, lack of control period, lack of accountability. So if you get a PNB majority that understands that the power needs to be centralized and someone needs to be held accountable, the PD and the managers, you'll start seeing movement.
Bill?
You know, I'd like to hear this, but our biggest problem is our governance. It's our boards. They're failing. This one is failing. All the boards are failing. The national board is failing. And I want to take quite a bit of my time this year to try to work on that. And that's one reason I supported hiring this new ED, the new IED, excuse me, who will be an announcement as soon as we get all that worked out. I supported it. I recommended that the boards vote for him. They did vote for him. It's been approved. We just got to work through some paperwork. Completely support that. And we need to get our boards fixed. We need to get our governance fixed. It is failing, and we're not going to survive if we don't do that.
Elaine.
I'm sorry, but I just went for a minute after listening to what I have to say.
total paper history. I think we need new faces, new blood, new thoughts and ideas on our local boards as well as our national boards. And if we quit trying to eat the young when they get here, we're going to be a whole lot more successful. And hopefully this year is headed that way.
Adriana?
I believe that the reality here is that what's being called self-dealing. Every beginning of every DMV, you have some that, I don't want to use the word, but all of them, all of you can imagine what that is, that agree with some stations in order to have the power and be doing whatever they wish. Bill is one of them. Right? He already last year said here that one of the things that he will do is make sure that the KPFA return the money. He and the CFO as making it, are doing this is not happening. He's one of the ones that is doing. That was self.
DK, it's your turn.
Again, it breaks my heart because I think we need new blood more than we need anything. And by new blood, I mean younger people. And so I am just really grateful for KC stepping up to the plate and representing to us a new way of thinking and a new way of doing business. Some of us old timers need to take our asses home.
No, I agree with her. Adrian,
do you have a question?
There's been a lot of talk about finances, and God knows I understand why, but my question speaks to character. We had a trial for a board member who did a public Nazi salute in this boardroom to a woman of color who was exercising her right to speak freely before the assembly. It was a public trial and a roll call vote. So we know who voted what. Why do you think that I, as a Jew and a real progressive, would give my vote to Elaine or Bill, people who voted that this conduct, that this Nazi salute did not injure the good name of the foundation, or to Jerry who abstained?
Before y'all answer this, I want to clarify, Dwayne mentioned there are closings. We did not vote for any closing statements, so just so the candidates know.
Is that a question?
Dwayne, a question if you want to repeat it. The end of it. Why do you think that I, as a Jew and a real progressive, would give my vote to Elaine or Bill, people who voted that this Nazi salute, this conduct did not injure the good name of the foundation, or to Jerry who abstained?
Dwayne, you're up first.
I guess to finish my closing. The reality is that that does comport and represent a person's skirt and what's inside of a person when you're talking about circling the wagons around somebody I like as opposed to an expense of the corporation. Now, in the end, I will say again, my friend has served many times on the PNB, and I don't think why he could go up there and think he could change things, and he's had at least 6 out of the 9, 12 years being there now. So send someone up, your faction, whatever, send somebody new.
Thank you, time. Bill?
You know, Adrian, you're not going to like this, but I think this is one of the least important things we have to deal with. You know, of all the different issues we're talking about, survival, finances, getting new members, radio, whether somebody made a brief reaction.
That's one minute,
you're out
of
order.
Someone
who was
you're out of order.
Someone who was insulting him and had repeatedly insulted him and during public comment. I think we got more important things to worry about.
The reason I would think that an open-minded person would look at both sides of every issue, and that's what I felt I did. I did not like what happened, but I did not think it was done in the context that was presented to crucify the man, and I thought that was outrageous, and that's why I voted that way. He lost his temper. He made, you know, wasn't fair, wasn't nice.
Adriana?
It's exactly what Adriana just said. You know, it's a problem of integrity. Some people will do whatever for a vote, and will say whatever for a vote. some of us believe that doesn't matter, the vote doesn't matter. We need to be for integrity and transparency. Ask the members who here are self-dealing. If the board doesn't understand what that is, please look at that, because that is illegal. That is against, that is a crime. That is a federal crime. And some of them, like Bill, they are committing that exactly now. And Ron is saying all of that, but
you can, it's your turn. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about any one person. I want to talk about everybody, but I will say this. It matters how we treat people, and I would have rather somebody give me the finger than a Nazi salute, which is against the law in Germany, by the way. But we have to do it all. It's not just about saving a station when we're breaking people's hearts. And it's time. It really is time. Peace. For us to think that human beings are important, because it didn't start with what Robert Marx did. It started when I first got on the board and listened to people call people boy and tell people to stop and go twiddle their chopsticks.
Jerry.
It matters.
Just as a point of information, I did vote to give Bob Marx a 12-month penalty. I voted to abstain on the motion that I had made to make it less. So if the question was to give him zero or to give him 12, I voted for 12. On the other hand, though, you know, this sort of performance type of you know, claiming white people yelling and screaming that they're the least racist white person on earth, I'm surprised some of you black people don't find that offensive.
That's
in terms
time.
Of her trying to use her ethnicity in
That's
an improper
time. Thank
way,
you, Jerry.
Palestinians suffer
Mike.
Also.
Mike, do you have a question?
Okay.
Mike has the floor.
Okay, what I'd like to ask about is the bringing new ideas, new members, and trying to pay off a loan and get back to the main goal that we're working on is to pay our debts and get more money coming in. I'd like to see and work with our employees and work with future employees and make this a positive organization. Can y'all answer that?
Bill, you're up first.
Okay, first, let me just say something. I recognize I have white male privilege. There's no way I can avoid it. And I think it's really important that we embrace diversity. And it partly does direct to your question, though. We really need to be doing a better outreach and getting more listeners and members. It's important for our mission. It's important for raising money because it brings in members. And I think that's really key to it. We've got to get listenership up and membership up. I'm talking especially for this station. Some of the other stations, they really have to change some of the programming and some of the ways they do things, too, especially WBAI, because they're not even able to pay their central service paying zero for the tower lease.
That's time.
So
that's
really wrong there.
Diversity is probably one of the most important things we have to look at, and we have to look at both sides. We have to look at those who may have privileges and those who don't. We have to learn to work together, and it doesn't matter what color, race, or who you are. It's what's in your heart and how good you are to each other, and that's what we need to do is get some more people who will be good to everybody.
Adriana?
Sure. You know, that racial discrimination, white privilege, arrogance, domination, doesn't matter. Pacifica couldn't be different. That's what the nation is. We have Trump as president. Why would we not have Bill like president of Pacifica? That is what's happening in our situation. This is exactly the problem. When some of us talk, they talk about the way that we talk, not what is behind. Nobody's real there. That
time.
Is the problem. To work, you need to recognize that.
PK,
that problem.
You're up. PK, you're up.
I do believe that there were some of us who were doing that when they first got on the board. We had reached out to several communities, including Atul Gatari at the Ghanaian Library and the Filipino community and the Haitian community and other communities of color. We reached out to them and they were ready to participate with the station, and then the first black manager gets fired. And nobody seems to think that's a problem. And nobody seems to understand what it really cost us.
That's time, thank you. Jerry?
Well, when you bring that and talking about factions, I certainly do. I'm very, very upset. That's the thing. The factions want you to be 100% with them. I don't know how racist Bill is. That was a horrible, completely stupid act to fire Obadike and only give him 3 months when Dwayne Bradley was given 15 years. And we were just starting to relax and cut through a lot of the bullshit. And Obadike came to these meetings. No, he's the only GM that's come to these meetings on a regular basis.
Dwayne?
Yes, Dwayne Bradley did not come to our meetings in the last 8 months of his service, so I want to put that on the record. I also want to put on the record that the reality is that outreach is one thing, but in reality, we don't really want outreach. In fact, I heard someone ask the question to Dwayne Bradley on the air the other day, a black folk trying to take over the station. Now, that's the white mentality of some of our members. So the reality is that what are we going to do moving forward? And I guarantee you, if you send 3 different folk, maybe the same one, and every station does that, you'll start seeing fundraising different, because you'll flip it. Send 3 different and one great.
Joseph has requested some time to get us all organized because there are so many candidates. In this time, there's something that we need to do every week, and it's not something that I am supporting. It's just according to our standing rules, Article 2, Section 7, I'm supposed to present, if we haven't finished all of our business, which a non-debatable motion to schedule and notice an adjourned meeting for the following Wednesday. Don't groan yet. So the process for this will be, we're going to whip around and you're going to say, yes, you're available, or no, you're not available. Yes, and then once we hear everyone's availability, we'll do a vote whether we're going to meet or not. So you can listen to how many of us are available and make your decision on how you're going to vote for whether we're going to meet next week or not. Can I finish? As it stands right now, it looks like we're going to finish this delegate session and we won't even start our LSB.
I think the MSRC meeting is next Wednesday.
Okay, we'll figure that out if we have to, but I have to do this according to the standing rules. So we're going to start with Joseph. Are you available next Wednesday? Yes.
No.
What did PK say?
Yes.
Yes. Cliff, are you available next Wednesday?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one side.
Yes.
No.
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 Yes. Yes, and I would reschedule the MSRC committee meeting.
Yes.
Dwayne was there.
Yes.
Yes.
We'd be very difficult.
Yes.
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 No.
Just because you're available doesn't mean you have to vote for it. We have to poll first. Now we're going to vote. I'm going to vote yes, that means we will meet next week. No, that means we will not meet next week. And we'll move all of our business to the following month.
You have a chair question.
Yes.
I was just wondering if
facility is available.
Yes, this facility is reserved for us automatically until we change that.
Yeah, were there a quorum? Yes.
More.
I didn't keep track, to be honest.
I can't. More
than okay.
Madam Chair, can we get clarification as to whether there is that meeting next, the MSRC?
Ted said that he would reschedule Dwayne's chair meeting. We need to hear from Dwayne.
Okay.
Dwayne,
would you reschedule the MSRC?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask for a yes vote if you want to meet next week, a no vote if you do not want to meet. Who wants to meet next week? One. Alexandra, you're dancing right now.
Oh, I'm different. I don't care. So whatever makes anybody.
You can abstain if you
like. Abstain.
Okay. One. Two. Three. Do you want to meet next week?
Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Next Wednesday.
Do you want to meet next week?
Yes, you call.
13. We are meeting next week at 7 o'clock. It will be in this room, and it will be the LSB meeting. The agenda is already posted.
Did you post it?
It's already posted.
Yeah, that's 7 days.
That's why we have this standing rules, because this automatically gives you 7-day notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is our notice.
stand by on the on where we're going to meet.
Madam Chair.
But, yes.
I request an excuse.
Since you opened up that can of worms about MSRC, I would ask you to poll the members if they have a problem like I do with going to the station with the bed bugs.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't
been.
It's
in the
manager's
report about the bed bugs.
I won't take that to my grandchildren.
We're kind of off the map here. I don't
believe
it. What's your motion to?
I just wanted to poll the members to see whether they have the concerns that I have about going into that building and sitting for 3 hours. I don't want to take that home with me.
Let's have an informal poll. Are you concerned about going into the station?
Yes.
Can you just raise your hands? It's an informal poll.
No.
We're not taking any action. Are you worried about the bed bugs?
The manager made a report on the bed bugs.
Are you not worried about the bed bugs? Are you all right with the situation at the station?
Bed bugs kill me.
Okay, Duane, there's your informal poll. Joseph, I'm passing it over to you to tell us about this election.
Okay. There's a...
Let me just point out before you start, at the last election, we had to ask Matthew to repeat the directions 3 times. It is 9:53. Let's hear the directions once. Joseph.
Okay. Everybody was randomly assigned a letter. Ledger of card. So... candidate A, choice A, is going to be Adriana Castaneda. Choice B is Elaine Duncan. Choice C, Kay McCary.
Don't go so fast.
Wait. Slide them down slow.
Okay. What are they for? These are, before your mic is out, who you want to vote for the three listener positions. Again, C is P.K. McCary.
Is who?
P.K. McCary.
Is Adriana.
Okay, you got A for Elaine, Adriana Castaneda? B for Elaine Duncan? C for P.K. McCary? D for Jerry Lynch? E for Dwayne Lark? F for Venetia Williams? And G for Bill Crozier?
Will you bring it around like you do? Okay.
Okay, so Matthew is handing out the ballots now.
Would you guys be? D and Jerry?
Okay.
E is what?
Sorry.
E is Dwayne Lark. F is Venetia. Oh, G is Bill Crozier.
E is who?
Dwayne Lark. B is Elaine Duncan.
I hate to point out this bad point of little bit of information, but if you take B and Elaine Duncan's initials, it comes out bed.
Jim, you wouldn't want to say that.
Is that fair?
Oh, please come back, Nancy. I just want to ask him again. He's all stupid, so it's just waste.
And actually, Bill Crozier.
Okay. Don't ask him. That's stupid.
There we go.
So is it Venetia Williams, not Venetia Patel?
Right. No.
Venetia Patel.
I got 2 G's, but she wouldn't be eligible. Patel.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you rank your first 3 choices? You put them all at once? Is that what you do?
No.
You do 1, 2, 3.
You do 1, 2, 3. You rank them in order.
1, 2, 3. You need to have to vote for anyone. Jim. In order not to validate your vote, you need to give whoever you want at 1, to whoever. Yeah, because if you put 2 in number 1, you got,
Well, thank you for that information.
I'm not used to the STBs. I try to avoid
STBs
as much as possible.
I'm sorry.
Should tell you. I mean, I'm sure.
Can we turn these in?
Good question. The red folders are, I'm going to keep them every month. If you want to take them home and read the standing rules and bylaws, let me know and you can have the folder. Public, you can take one too. Just let me know and bring it back next month.
That's a great job. Give the chair a job for giving us the bylaws.
He's got some sharp young eyes.
Like, he's interested in how we got the user. I'm
Everyone, let them pick up the red folder. You did write on your agendas. Will you save me some printer ink and paper and put them back in the red folder so we have them for next week?
Okay.
Y'all don't get too close to the
But I don't
Unless you go on there and say, this man put up all the plastic and things and brought it up and all that. It's a sham game. Ladies, you my mom. You don't see now in 6 months, I may left my mark, darling. So there's no way for you to know what one of them was in your booth when you went home.
They were all up in the corner.
They get sent up, and that's from donations, right? Yep.
We need to start cleaning up, don't we, Bob?
And they can't fix it.
Come on. You're the one who's supposed to be the real.
It's not my job to fix it. It's my job to keep the KPFD up to me. And there's any problems with KPFD.
She's 96.
Results were Adriana Castanet, Bill Crozier, and Dwayne Lark are the seats.
This meeting of the KCST Delegates Assembly on January 10th is formally adjourned. Thank you, everyone. See you next
week. Thank you for your vote. Took me 6 years.
Thank all of us.